Hi, welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kuchan. This is a show that brings you the most important conversations of the day. Now, with the heat wave that we're suffering, there's a lot of talk about how to keep cool. But that's not my main interest. My main interest is how we're keeping cool and are we doing it in a way that doesn't contribute to the long-term problems that we see. Now, to help me in this discussion, I'm very pleased to have Hisham Ismail. He's the CEO of Mavy. Mavy is a tech startup under TNB Energy Services, and they have products that they want to put out there in the Malaysian market that will help consumers as well as businesses and industry deal with their energy consumptions. Now, so we have this larger problem and everybody's feeling the heat wave. Do people use more electricity during these times? I mean, are they blasting their aircon? Are they, you know, having their fans at full speed? And are they opening the fridge and freezer and hoping to cool down that way?
Yeah, definitely yes. So I think this is a tropical country. So in this heat wave period, you know, AC, your air condition is actually the most things that you need the most in your home. So and in fact, if you look at the energy apportioning of any home which has air conditioning systems, so it actually normally in your total bills, it may, you know, eat up like 60 to 70% of total bills.
That much, right?
That
it is
much.
Extraordinary, right? How
yes.
much we spend on air
right.
conditioning.
And that's on ordinary day. So imagine in this period of extraordinary hot climate. So I believe, especially myself experiencing it, like I turn on my aircon more than usual, longer period than usual. So, you know, like normally maybe throughout the night, I may switch off sometimes because it's too cold. It doesn't happen right now. So we have to always turn it on. So that translates directly to your bill.
Right.
Right.
You know, there's an extraordinary fact that some of the biggest contributors to global warming are, in fact, cooling and heating systems and the buildings that we have, right? I mean, is there a problem when you talk about the efficiency of energy use, right? I mean, we all have air conditioning, but are our rooms sealed? Are we losing a lot of that air conditioning that we're putting on?
Yep.
You know, and so on and so forth. Do you think that our homes are built in a way that optimizes our use of energy?
I don't think so. So, you know, appliances actually are built to help us to feel cool or, you know, to reach certain objective, but it is not smart enough to, you know, to behave according to the situation or to the climate. So you have to actually to understand what's happening. You have to control the appliances. That is the problem, because most of us, we don't understand, you know, how, for example, we're talking about air conditioning system, so we don't understand how air conditioning system works. So
I don't know. There's a hole in the wall. You put the
right.
aircon there, it blasts cold
exactly.
air.
Exactly. So when we don't understand, we do not see the problem. So we always take things for granted. So we keep on using that AC, and we, you know, at the end of the month, we come to the point where we, you know, come back to the normal point where you keep on complaining the bill is high. So that's where actually you can do something about it.
Right. And it's interesting because your startup actually is under TNB. You would
right.
assume that, you know, an energy supplier like TNB would want to sell as much energy and electricity as possible
right.
and have high bills. But that's obviously not the objective, right?
Yeah. So this is like the misconception that everybody has. So everybody thought like, how come TNB is trying to help people to save energy? You're killing your own business. It's not. So TNB, I think from our point of view, so we need to help people to come to the optimized level, not to waste energy. Because when you waste energy, so TNB has to generate using some resources. That means cost. When you waste the energy, that actually goes to drain as well. So that's why we want to help people to optimize, you know, not maybe not really to minimize, because you don't want to minimize your energy as well. Because, for example, if you want to minimize, you know, you may have your dinner without your lights on. That is minimizing things. So you want to optimize, and that's jive to what TNB wants to do.
Right. I want to I want to talk about energy consumption. Is our electricity bill subsidized? I mean, I know a lot of people complain. We're always, Malaysians are complainers, right? We complain about things. Now, is electricity subsidized? And is that subsidy potentially a disincentive for people to be efficient in their use of electricity?
I think, first of all, I'm not in that position to answer that in detail. But I do believe, yes, not directly subsidized, like, you know, like discounting like to a number of rates somewhere. But if you look at the bills that we have, comparing to what you may supposed to be paying, I believe it is slightly lower. I don't think I want to go that in detail. But I want to talk about maybe when you talk about subsidy, you know, like this is what we're trying to do. So when you have your electricity supply and you have to pay the bill, and then you cannot do anything about it. So the bill is the bill. You have to pay. So what we try to do now is to give additional value. You have to pay your bill, yes, but we want to help you to save from other ways.
Okay. You know? And one of the things that I guess, coming back to the question of appliances not being smart enough, right, is that we are actually entering into an age where appliances are becoming smart. They right. have, using the internet, the ability to monitor themselves and to self-correct and such. So tell us about that. What is it about this this happy conjunction between the internet age, the internet of things, as it were, and what you're kind of hoping to produce?
Okay. So what we try to do here is actually to give you the ability to monitor, right? So when you can monitor, you can understand the situation. Only when you understand the situation, you can solve that problem, that particular problem that's killing you. So that's what we try to enable. So you need to see. That's actually where these MEVI names came from as well. It's making electricity visible. So we want to let the user to be able to see the electricity consumption so that they realize that they are wasting or they are okay, or where are their status like. So
okay. We'll take a short break and we'll come back to this very interesting idea of how you can make visible your consumption habits. Stay tuned to Let's Talk. Hi, welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me is Hala Ismail, CEO of MEVI. It's a tech startup under TNB Energy Services, to be more precise. And they're working at ways to make you use electricity in a more efficient way, to optimize your use. So let's talk about optimization in relation to this home energy management system. I know you have products for homes, residences, but you also have products for industry and business.
Yes,
we'll put that aside for a while. Tell us about the whole, the very idea, the concept of energy consumption visibility.
Right. So, water tap. When you have a leakage, you can see it, right? So you can even hear it sometimes. So electricity, you cannot. So we realize that this is the problem. You know, when you pay your bill, for example, you pay like maybe 200 or 300 ringgit a month. So you don't know whether that is just nice for you or you are actually not good. So you don't know. You have no idea. So that's where we want to help. That's the angle that we want to attack. You know, to help you to make it visible so that you know your status.
Right. So this would be the kind of breakdown of the way your electricity bill is, right? Mm-hmm. So for you already mentioned like 60 to 70% of your bill might actually be air conditioning.
Right.
I was told recently when I moved from, you know, my Dobe, my own laundryman, and I said, okay, I'm going to buy a washing machine and a dryer. He says, well, your electricity bill is going to skyrocket.
Right.
And I don't know because I can't tell from looking at my bill. It isn't disaggregated, as it were, right? Yeah. So I don't have those components. How is it that the things that you set up in this home can actually do that? How can it monitor all the different appliances?
Okay, so at this moment, of course, we have overall monitoring. So for you to be able to monitor individual appliances, you have to add some devices to that appliance. But what we are trying to help in the first step is actually to give you some kind of advisory service. So when you have Mavie, so Mavie will tell you whether at this point of time, let's say today is 20th of the month, so whether are you good or not good comparing to last month. So it's going to tell you like, okay, you are in red zone right now. You're going to be paying more on this month.
So it's like a Fitbit for the house.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. I get it. Mm. Okay, so it's going to do that. What else does it do? Because I understand that in some of the initial reports about Mavie, it was saying that you were hoping to target households that had a high consumption. And I think 700 ringgit was the amount that was mentioned. Is that something you're still looking at?
Not actually. That was the initial stage when we just have monitoring. And then back then, about 3 years ago, the IoT devices were like expensive, so we realized that not everybody can afford it. But now, just within the 3 years, the IoT things, the prices are going down. So we able to give solutions to everybody. So we don't have specific target of bill rate. So it, that is on energy. So to answer your questions, how it helps further. So we have two other features, which are the one number one is actually home automation. Number two is home security. So with home automation, you will be able to turn your home smarter, where you can actually schedule individual appliances when you want it to turn on, when you want it to turn off. You can even turn it on and off remotely, wherever you are in the world. And some of the appliances, it's even able to read your consumption of that particular appliance. And then for security, we have sensors, a lot of sensors, that would help you to monitor your home, like door sensors.
Right, so that's not right. To do with electricity consumption?
No, it could be. So it depends. You know, for example, like if you have, like, we have flood sensor, for example. You can put, like, if you use bathtub, not everybody, but in this particular case, or maybe in your sink, that you want to detect some leakage, it helps. So that may indirectly tells you that, okay, something is turning on, right? So indirectly, yes.
Okay, it's fascinating because, you know, when again, we come back to the question of buildings, you know, are our buildings constructed in a way that syncs with the technology you're talking about? Are developers conscious of the need to make homes energy efficient? Yeah. That in the West and in temperate climates, whether in the West or in the East, which are temperate, insulation is a huge issue because there's a lot of loss of heating and then therefore inefficiencies. What are the issues here, and who's dealing with that level, that stage of the problem?
I think I can tell that. During construction, these elements are actually being considered, especially in this era. So IoT elements, automation elements are all incorporated in building construction. But, technology moved very fast. They built that building 2 years ago. Now, whatever they used may not be able to cope with, the automation that you have that particular day, and plus the environment that you cannot control. Extreme hot weather, right? Like right now, right? So that actually changes the behaviors of the AC units that you have. So that is where we want to come and help, to add the element of or to patch that imperfections of the initial designs that we have in buildings.
So you can go back as far, even with non-IoT enabled buildings, because a lot of us live in buildings that are 20 years old, or houses that are 30, 40 years old, especially in the Klang Valley, right?
Yes.
So your system, it can be suited for that particular type of design.
Yes. So for building, we are focusing on energy monitoring and energy management. We do believe that this is a must for any buildings. Maybe a little bit of history. So back in, we started this work in this area back in 2010. So we did a lot of energy audit to buildings, including modern buildings like in Putrajaya. So after tens of buildings that we audited, we found common problems, monitoring. So most of these buildings are wasting energy, more than 20%. In other words, most of the buildings are wasting at least 20%. Not because they want to waste energy, not because they use as they like, but it is because of they are not able to see. They cannot see, so they don't know that they're wasting until somebody do that energy audit for them. So this is the problem that we saw happens to almost every building. So that's where we thought that we should help the building owners by giving this ability, open up that the ability to see what's going on exactly.
Okay, so we come back to, and this is always going to be the Malaysian question. Mm-hmm. I love your product. How much does it cost?
Right. Okay, so if you talk about the smart home for homes, I think our price are very, very competitive, affordable as well. So we have, of course, multiple different devices, ranges from 60 ringgit, which is very cheap, up to just 200 plus, if you minus the gateway. So that's the range of price that we're looking at, because we believe that in order for people to be using this technology, it has to be affordable. So,
but I have some news reports that talk about installation, some entry-level packages, 2,000 ringgit, or 899, 900. I mean, where are those numbers coming from that were reported in the press last year?
Right. So we, from time to time, we have some sales campaign. So we bundle several devices that we thought like it would help in a minimum level of automating, so that the user may be able to save or maybe able to enjoy a smarter lifestyle. So it depends on what campaign that we have. So like the first campaign that we had, it was for energy awareness. So we bundled up energy management devices. Some of the devices we even go to cost, we bundled it, we try to sell it at below 1,000 ringgit. So of course, when you want more devices, so you'll be able to pick and choose what you need. Like you want to control your AC, you have three of them, so you buy three other devices to control that three different units.
Right. Okay. We'll take a short break. We'll come back to the question of consumers as well as people in businesses and industry who might be for whom this might be a very good solution. Stay tuned to Let's Talk. I'm speaking to Izam Ismail, CEO of Maybe Suryan Berhad. It's a startup, a tech startup under TNB Energy Services. Stay tuned. Hi, welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kitchen. With me, Isham Ismail, CEO of Maybe. It's a tech startup under TNB's Energy Services. Trying to solve some of the problems we have, both as individuals who have homes, but also more importantly, perhaps in terms of scale, is their management systems for both commercial and industry. So for commerce and industry, you have Maybe B.
Right.
B, I guess, stands for?
Building.
Buildings.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, tell us about Maybe B then.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, so we realized that most of the buildings, including modern buildings, has one common problem, which is lack of monitoring, or lack of effective monitoring. So that's what we try to do. This is the value we want to bring. So we have a system which enables you not just to see your energy consumption, but it keeps on summarizing, learning, and telling you what's going on in your building, and leads you to the efficiency and optimization of energy. So that's what Maybe B actually does.
Okay, right. But you can lead a horse to water, as they say. It's a proverb, right? You lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Do individuals and also people in business really understand the problem? Will they then opt for solutions that might actually cost them something,
right,
either in changing the building structure or their workflow?
Right. So Maybe B would enable you to see how much you are wasting. So we're talking about, when we talk about building, so building, the one that we work with right now, you're having bills like from 10,000 ringgit a month up to 9 million ringgit a month. So Maybe B would be able to show you, I think in average, I would say 20% is like something that it is easily discoverable if you have effective monitoring systems. So 20% of 100,000 ringgit a month or 1 million ringgit a month is a lot. So when it shows you that you have the opportunity to save that much, I believe it's going to drive you to go and get the solution. And when you want to try to get the solution, yes, you're right. So you have to invest. I think that's where we sync or align very much with our parents, which is TNB Energy Services, where they offer energy efficiency projects where they bear all the cost. So you don't have to invest. You know, TNB invest in making your facility better, and you know, throughout a certain period of time, and maybe keeps on guarding you from doing more wastage.
Okay, yeah. I want to ask you this. You know, we often think about these systems in a voluntary sense, right? We want people to change their habits. Right. We want them to adopt more optimal ways of using electricity. Mm-hmm. But because it's related to things like resources, the natural resources, fuels, fossil fuels and such, should, in your opinion, and I'm asking your personal opinion, do you think government should actually mandate that buildings are energy efficient? That we have, you know, energy audits that you know, because the waste has an effect not just on the bottom line and the individual's pocket. Right. It actually has a net effect on the environment.
Right. There are some regulations already there by ST in terms of energy management. So one of the regulations mentioned about in any buildings with like 3 million kilowatt hours in 6 months, they must submit energy management reports to ST.
So, and what is ST?
Energy Commission, EC.
Okay, EC. Okay.
All right. So the regulation actually are there. Of course, if you look at the developed countries, there are other regulations that I think sooner or later EC will going to be implementing the same thing as well. Like for example, in UK, we were like the building were like it's kind of mandatory to have energy monitoring systems. Of course, with if they meet some conditions. So I think those things are coming because we saw that few regulations are being applied to these buildings.
You think it's a good idea?
It is
a good idea for government to come in more strongly and more rigorously in terms of getting people to save energy.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So in the process, as we wait for this to happen, I guess you know maybe he's going to have to also raise awareness generally.
Right.
What is it that you'd like people to keep in mind apart from you know the saving of costs and such? Mm-hmm. What is it that you want them to understand about how they can live better, more efficiently with electricity?
Right. So when we talk about building on the commercial and industrial side, I think a bigger impact than bills is actually carbon, no pollution. So when we consume more energy, we emit more carbon. I think government are really focusing on reducing carbon. That's where we want to play our part as well. So this is something that everybody should realize, that we are killing the planet when we use more energy. You know, more energy than you need. Of course, we need energy, right? So we have to use at a certain level, but we have to always try to go to the optimum level so that we don't unnecessarily contributing to the pollutions and killing our Mother Earth.
Right. What do you think will be the main barriers? Is it inertia? People just force of habit, they want to change? What for you do you see in your interactions with people and people in business? Mm. What's stopping them from, you know, embracing this new technology and possibilities?
Right. Okay. Like you mentioned earlier, you can always bring the horse to, you know, but you cannot force it to drink. But I think that is still the issue right now. The users, they tend to want to see a whole solution rather than, you know, they have an energy monitoring system, then they have to do another project, so another initiative to move to the next step of maybe energy audit. And then they have to identify what they need to do to reduce the consumption, optimize the consumption. So I think the steps that they have to take, probably some kind of contributing to demotivate them to continue on the projects. That possibly one of the reasons.
Okay, and finally, in the minute that we have left, where would somebody go to find out more information about MyV, its services and our products?
Right. So we have, MyV For Mavie Home, we have mavie.my. And for Mavie B, we have mavieb.com. So
these are websites that...
These are the websites. Mm-hmm. Also, you can ask... No, from the website. Actually, that is the main channels that we try to reach the people right now.
Right. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Isham, for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
Okay. I've been speaking to Isham Ismail, CEO of Mavie. It's a tech startup under TNB Energy Services. We've been talking about electricity and the optimal use of electricity, both in our lives and also in the industry. This has been Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutan, only on Astro One.